You Muppet. Her ladyship was, well, just 4 foot tall and she smelled quite bad. I have to say, though, it was an honour to meet Lady Penelope, and actually I thought she'd be much smaller in real life. Her faithful butler, Parker, was looking the worse for wear, with his mouth half open in a sort of drunken scowl. We were told that the mechanism that made his mouth move was leather, and the leather had rotted. Poor old Parker. As a child, I was in awe of Thunderbirds. Most children's programmes in the late 60s had, shall we say, compromised production values and were quite shoddily put together. But these shows are different. Fast forward to last week when I caught the programme again on the TV, and I was amazed just how good the show stood up against the world of HD and CGI. Radio shows are a different matter. There are no sets, lights or cameras, and it's easy to produce quite a shoddy show and get away with it. I know I've done my share of truly awful shows, but equally I've put time and effort and love into other shows and they shine out and I can remember a lot of them. It's worth putting a little extra in everything you do as a producer. Take the time to look the fact up, make the production a lot better by finding just the right sound effect, read the book that the book guest has written, take the time to get the edit right. One day, you'll look back and realise these are your best shows. You might also be quite annoyed that you never get copies of them. But then radio is the ethereal medium.